Hey everyone, this is Jeremiah25 with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, replying to Deus Ex and his thoughts that people look at him funny. I think Mr. Whoopi is right. Sometimes when people look at you funny, you just have to consider it a badge of honour in a sense. Throughout my life, I've believed and continue to believe in some pretty fantastic subjects, but unlike Benevolent Heretic, my friends are extremely close-minded when it comes to such things generally. Even my wife looks at me from time to time as though I'm a caramel surprise and a peppermint crumble short of a full bag of chocolates. You should have seen the look on her face when I joined ATS. Oh, what's it called? Above Top Secret. Oh, okay, sweetie, you log on while I call the guys in the white coats. I found myself relating to what you said, Deus Ex, about how people at your university look at you funny when you espouse your beliefs. The one thing I found during my university years was that people in an academic setting such as uni are far too eager to agree with each other. For all the rhetoric about universities being places open to the free exchange of ideas, I found that the reality is that people tend to follow the popular line of thought and bend themselves to it. It got to the stage where in my final year of university, I was just disagreeing with people for the heck of it. If they stare at me funny or think I've got a screw loose, then all the better. I'd rather stand out from the crowd with beliefs that were my own than change my opinion just to fit in. I went to uni here in Australia, and I quickly found that a lot of my views ran contrary to the majority. Just as an example, I supported the War on Terror, which really set me apart from the bulk of my peers who were avidly opposed to Australia's involvement. As a result, I was on the end of more than one verbal tirade for my views, but again, I'd rather be ostracized and be true to my beliefs than be accepted but speak out against what I truly feel. So to you, Deus Ex, I say more power to you, mate. I'd also like to comment on the notion that we will see the end of civilization as we know it, or the end of the world even, in our lifetimes. I, for one, cannot see this happening, although I can see why others can. We've seen things in the last 5 years that could definitely be considered firsts, and in some cases even as paradigm-altering events. Of course, the events of September 11, 2001 gave us an incident that was unprecedented in modern history. America was attacked directly. Then we had the War on Terror, the occupation of Iraq, the Boxing Day tsunami, the whole mess with Hurricane Katrina, the current situation with Iran and North Korea. These events all add to this general feeling that something is about to happen, that some sort of dramatic change is on the cusp of taking place. So even though I personally don't think that the end is nigh, I can completely understand why other people do believe that. To finish, I'd just like to say that we're all a little different in some way. Even people who we might think are completely normal, completely mainstream, are usually a little weird in their own way. So when people stare at you funny, you just look them in the eye and you stare right back, because who's to say which of you is truly stranger? This has been Jeremiah 25. Talk to you soon.